I sometimes feel as though I could literally list 100 tips for success as a speaker, and maybe one day I will. But understanding just these 5 key hot tips above, whether you feel like they are a hack or they might take a little bit more effort, will dramatically accelerate your success as a speaker, whether you are looking to make money from speaking or through speaking. I guarantee those 5 tips are going to change the game for you. Welcome to the Speaker Driven Business Podcast for the entrepreneurs, the subject matter experts, and the difference makers who want to unlock the power of speaking-driven strategies to accelerate impact, influence, and revenue. I'm your host, Jacqueline Nagel, and this is the place for straight talking, easy to implement 20-minute or less business, speaking, and communications insights and lessons, which will help you break through from unheard of to in demand. Let's go. Welcome back to Speaker Driven Business Podcast, episode 38, where we are going to run through my 5 hot tips for success as a speaker. Now, it appears that everybody I know loves a great hack, and almost every single emerging speaker I meet with wants one particular hack. They want their idea or their experience and a cobbled together speech to be enough, and they actually want the quick hack for how to break through. Now, I know that when they say, "How do I break through?" what they're actually asking for is, "How do I get paid?" And here's the interesting thing. I am going to give you my 5 hot tips and we are going to break them down. But what I want you to realize as well is that when you're actually thinking about making money from speaking, you can make money from speaking in 2 core ways. And one is you make money from speaking, and that is you are paid to speak as a professional speaker, as an expert, as a professional who is paid to speak. You are paid to speak, and that is how you make money from speaking. But for many of you, there's actually a whole world of opportunity and possibly a truckload of revenue tied around actually making money through speaking. And this is where you speak in a variety of ways and for a variety of reasons at a variety of fee levels, from pro bono to low bono to fully paid. But the main objective of you speaking is to actually drive revenue into a product, ecosystem, or a business behind you. So that is how we make money through speaking. What is really, really important to understand is that when I talk about the 5 hot tips for success as a speaker, these 5 hot tips apply to you whatever your reason for speaking. If you want to make money from speaking, or if you want to make money through speaking, these 5 tips are essential to your future success. I'm going to run through them very quickly, first of all, and then we're going to break them down. So my first tip is, there is cash behind your data couch. My second tip is, you need to get into the arena. My third tip is, the conference backup plan. My fourth tip is, leverage the golden minute. My fifth tip is the baked-in debrief. Now, all of these are actually about getting you to a position where you're actually making money, either, as we said, through or from speaking, where you're making money and also creating something that is a little bit more sustainable. So let's break them down now, shall we? So the first one is, there is cash behind the data couch. So many people come to me and they're looking for money and they're looking for cash, and they're quite often at that point in the red zone of the tipping point we've spoken about time and time again in the series. They're in the red zone and they actually really want to make some money and there's no cash around. Well, your first line of cash is actually straight behind your data couch. Now, what I want to get you to think about just for one moment is the questions we answered, the challenges we answered in the previous episode. A lot of them come down to, how do we generate money and how do we generate cash? And I spoke in there about, you know, starting in the industry where it makes sense, starting where people already know you, talking on topics people already ask you about. But there is actually, your first line of cash is behind your personal data couch. And this can be in lists of people that you've previously done work with. This can be in database lists and all that sort of stuff. But you know what I find is the most effective? Is pick up your phone and start scrolling your contacts. Don't type in the name in the search bar. Just start scrolling your contacts. Take your time and think about the people who are in your phone and reconnect with them. Because there is cash behind that data couch. And where I came out with cash behind the couch is, for those of us who are Gen X and older, you'll remember the days when you could find coins that had fallen out of parents' pockets and were sitting underneath the cushions on the couch. And that's exactly what you've got on your phone. You actually have connections and networks right now that actually could generate revenue for you. Now, the reconnection call is not about, this is what I'm doing, do you want to buy me? The reconnection call is, hey, how are you going? It's been a while. What are you up to? This is what I'm doing. Blah, blah, blah. You don't actually ever ask for business on the first call. Now, this works in speaking terms. It also works in business terms. And I have been using this personally and with clients for probably about 15 to 20 years now. And I cannot take the glory for creating this. I was taught this by someone who came in to mentor our recruitment business. And she was like, you know, go back and look at this, go back and look at that, but also pick up your phone. In those days, we didn't have as many contacts in our phone because we didn't live on our phones. But it's something that has stayed true through the test of time. So I know that it works for my speakers. I also know that is part of the success behind some of our top revenue producing speakers in Australia. They will always stay in touch with the people that they've already worked with. They will always stay in touch with the people they've already networked with. And this is also where an audience becomes less important than a network, because a network you can pick up the phone to, right? And they know your name and who you are and they'll say hello. But the reason, the other place that it works as well is also just in business. So for those of you who actually have a business, I'm going to give you a quick case study right now. And this is not just about speaking, this is about business generally. It was an electrical contracting business. They'd grown from about 5 million to about 23 or 24 million, I think it was, with an oncoming slump in construction. They were suddenly facing, you know, losing that new work and heading back towards 5 million, except they realized as they were heading back towards 5 million that they were actually going to be heading back to between 1 and 2, because they'd lost the everyday ordinary work in this growth phase. And so what we did was we literally picked up his phone and we picked up his previous client list and we put some criteria around it, and he reached out to people and they told him he wasn't to sell anything. Now, as you can imagine, he was under the pump and desperate for money, and he was terrified about not trying to sell anything. All it was a reconnection call. Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's happening in your world? Hey, this is the things that have been happening for us. This is where we're heading next. And where they were heading next was capacity to do work, not we're going off the edge of a cliff. By the end of the first week, he had identified more than $500,000 in work. And by the end of the second week, he had secured more than $1 million worth of work. So it's really, really important. Obviously, those numbers are a little bit different to a speaking gig. But if you put together the work that I've done with my clients, the way that I learned this, what the secrets are to some of the top revenue producing speakers in Australia, and how it works in traditional business, there's something in it. Because something that works no matter the environment is something you should invest in, because it means that it works, it works, it works. So the cash behind the data couch, number one, scroll your phone, reach out to people, reconnect with people, start some momentum going. The second thing is get into the arena, right? Now, I've always talked about you have to get into the arena. You can't get your speech to where it needs to be without getting a bit pummeled and a bit massaged. And it was reinforced for me by a global speaker, an international speaker, Tim Gard, who was speaking at the Professional Speakers Australia conference I was at recently. And he said straight out, if you say you're a speaker, then speak. Don't wait for perfect. Get speaking. Right. Now, my reasons for doing it is I call it shape, pummel, and roll. Like, you shape everything before you get onto the stage, but then it gets shaped a little bit more from the pummeling you might get. And you need to roll with it, and you need to roll with the feedback, because the only way to get better at speaking and to become someone who's in demand is, one, be speaking, two, be seen to be speaking, and three, be seen to be continually improving what you deliver. Our strategy of getting you into the arena when we work with our clients is to secure your first 5 friendly stages. Now, 5 friendly groupings, 5 friendly stages. And the reason why we do that is, one, is strategic for building up your collateral and portfolio, but two, it also gives you the evidence points in a safe environment to be pummeled a little, right? And molded and massaged a little. And so that's a specific strategy that we use with our clients, but you need to get into the arena. Tip number two, the amount of people that tell me that they are speakers who are not actually speaking anywhere. And to be very blunt, I've been guilty of that myself for the last 2 or 3 years. I can sit here and say it's been a deliberate decision, and it has been. But I'm also very aware that I need to get back to it. I need to get back to the craft, because the only way to hone the craft and continually improve it is to be in the arena. So that's number two. Number three is the conference backup plan. Now, I've got somebody actually negotiating a spot on a conference schedule at the moment using this exact strategy. And I first used it for someone about 3 or 4 years ago, actually probably 4 or 5 years ago. And there was a conference she desperately wanted to speak at in the city that she lived in, and they'd already secured their lineups. Hands up if you've ever come across a conference and been told, oh no, we've already got our speakers. And so she came to me, she said, she was really disappointed. And I said to her, let's do this, right? I said to her, why don't you go back to them and say, I understand that it's full. This is exactly what I speak on. We'd already built our collateral. It's exactly what I speak on. I live in your city. I'm going to keep that day clear on my schedule. And if somebody falls over, let me know and I'll come in and do it for you as your backup plan. Now, the crazy thing is it worked. Somebody fell over. She got a slot. She was ready to go. She had the time in her diary and it started to open up the pathway for a whole new realm of clients, which was exactly what she was looking for. A similar thing has happened for someone I'm working with at the moment. They're just negotiating, going in and speaking this week. So even though you get a lot of no's as you're trying to establish your profile, always be the backup plan. Now, again, this is something I adapted from real life. We had in my recruitment and labor hire days, there was a client that we wanted and we wanted it so much. And so what we did was we actually said to him, or what I did was I said to him, I'm going to continue to come and see you every month. I know that you're not going to use this, but what I want you to know is I'm your backup plan. If ever your current providers, who he'd already told me several times over he was really happy with, if ever any of your current providers fall over, give us a call and see what we can do. Now, we did that for nearly 2 years before I got the call. And when I got the call, though, we were able to mobilize and give him a solution within 24 hours over a weekend. We got the call on a Friday afternoon. So the backup plan works. I then made it standard strategy across everything that we did. And the amount of clients that we picked up over the mid to long term, because we were their backup plan, we didn't fight for first position. But you can bet your bottom dollar that when we got the backup role, we all stepped up and we did whatever it took to get the result, right? So adapt that to your speaking because it's powerful. It opens doors and sometimes it just may get you that dream stage that you're hoping for. So that's the conference backup plan. Number four is leverage the golden minute. When I was first taught this, it made such a difference. And this is all about, and I was taught this probably 10 or 12 years ago now. And this is all about when you first come off stage and people are rushing to you and they're like, oh my goodness, you're so wonderful. You're so good. You're so great. I really enjoyed that. And our natural human instinct, especially when we're purpose and value driven, is to say, thank you. And worse still, we may actually say, so long as you took something out of it, that's amazing. Stop it. That's about you. What I want you to do next time that happens is say, amazing. What was it specifically that got your attention? Right? Now, you can use your own variation on that, but it actually gets people talking about what it is that they got. Now, this can give you some insight to fix your speech, absolutely. But it also gives you the opportunity to understand if somebody's actually got a potential working relationship with you. Many years ago, pre-COVID, a client in the US, Laurie, she's an esthetician who trains other estheticians how to have wildly successful and profitable businesses. And she had an academy. The academy was filled by this one particular event where it was sell from stage. In a beauty industry expo and very big numbers. And she'd always wanted a main stage position. She got a main stage position, but then she was given the clear instructions that this was keynote territory and not from stage territory. And so she reached out to me. We already knew each other and said, what can we do? So we worked her keynote up and we positioned her keynote really, really well. So she was not selling from stage. In fact, she was not even seeding a sale or a pitch. And I want you to understand that. And I also gave her the golden minute strategy. So the positioning of the speech was that good that she still got about 70 to 80% of the registration numbers she would have from the academy. It was the golden minute that mattered because somebody came up and said, hey, congratulations. That was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. And she went to say, thank you. And she remembered and she had my voice in her head and she sat back a little bit and she went, amazing. What was it specifically that got your attention? Now that led to a couple more questions. And this is part of our strategy as well. Don't ignore other people just because a conversation started. And when she realized that there was extreme interest, she actually asked him if he was staying for the day and he said yes. And she made a time and got his mobile number to meet him for a coffee and have a proper conversation. Now, he was head of something, an executive VP of something for L'Oreal, and she ended up with a massive multi-six-figure contract to deliver training across the country for L'Oreal. Now, that would never have happened, or the odds of it happening would have been far less if she'd just done the normal, thank you so much, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Okay, so leverage the golden minute. Be strategic. Ask questions. Make it not about you and how good you feel. Get curious about what it is that they love. Get curious about why they loved it. You will never go wrong when you leverage the golden minute. And again, not necessarily mine to start with, but it's something that the best speakers all know about. And the last one is the baked-in debrief. Now, in all of our proposals that I do with clients and in all of our templates, we have a baked-in debrief. And what that means is that there is a debrief call set for within 7 to 10 days post-delivery. And that is baked in. So what I mean by that is the minute that the agreement is signed and the deposit is paid, you schedule the day of speaking. You may well be scheduling a briefing call pre-event. And you also at the same time schedule and get into their calendars a Zoom call for the debriefing, right? If you try to do it after you've already spoken, you will have about a 20 to 30% chance of actually getting that meeting to somebody else's diary. If you do it as a baked-in part of the process when all the dates are being set, you will get into their diary and you will have an 80% chance of that call happening. Now, in that call, in that debrief, that solidifies the relationship, especially if you've knocked it out of the park, and usually opens the gateway to more work, right? Making your revenue suddenly a little bit more predictable and sustainable than it's ever been before. The other thing is if you didn't nail it, if you were just didn't deliver or it didn't land or it was a little bit off or the room was hard, be very open to taking their feedback. Because if you can take their feedback on board and you can demonstrate that and you can demonstrate that you're someone willing to take feedback, that may actually win you more work than you can ever realize. It may actually win you more work than when things go according to plan. I've got so many case studies I could talk to you about that, both in speaking and facilitating our workshops and also just in business services, but that would probably need a whole other podcast. So if you're listening to this and you would like to hear those stories in a future episode, please do drop us a comment and let us know that you'd love to. But the baked-in debrief is really critical to creating longer-term relationships and repeat work. Okay, don't leave it to chance and don't leave it until after delivery, because once you've done it, it's not there anymore. And particularly if it didn't quite go to plan, you would never get that debrief call if you try to book it afterwards. So don't only put it into your proposal, but make it part of standard process to get it into calendars at the same time as you're getting all the other things into the calendars. So there's my top five. There is cash behind the data couch, get into the arena, the conference backup plan, leverage the golden minute, and the baked-in debrief. I sometimes feel as though I could literally list 100 tips for success as a speaker, and maybe one day I will. But understanding just these five key hot tips above, whether you feel like they are a hack or they might take a little bit more effort, will dramatically accelerate your success as a speaker, whether you are looking to make money from speaking or through speaking. I guarantee those five tips are going to change the game for you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Speaker Driven Business. And if you have, I'd love you to do two things for me. Number one, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And number two, leave a review so other people can find and enjoy the content we share. Online, you can find us on Instagram and connect with me personally on LinkedIn. Just head to anygiventuesday.com.au and you will find all the connection points there. Speaker Driven Business is the show making speaking-driven strategies accessible to everyone, and I am honored you tuned in.